We need to cover an important breaking story from Pasadena, California, where All Saints Church, long at the forefront of committed interfaith action, is under attack. You really need to read the excellent report from the Center for American Progress titled Fear Incorporated to understand the magnitude of the anti-Islamic hornet's nest All Saints is whacked by inviting the Muslim Public Affairs Council to hold its annual convention at the church on December 15th. But in the meantime, what's happening is as ugly as it is predictable. And here to explain is the president of IMPACT, my dear friend Salam Al-Mariati. Salam, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you. Well, always good to be with you.
How did the plan to hold your convention at All Saints come about?
Well, we just felt it was a natural progression in all of our activities with All Saints Church. I have spoken there several times, and most of the time I get a better reception at All Saints Church than I do at my own mosque. So I've always enjoyed being with George Regas and Ed Bacon and all the great people there. They are my brothers and sisters in faith. As Reverend Ed Bacon said, to be religious in the 21st century means you have to be interreligious. It is also historic for America to finally witness a national Muslim organization holding the first convention at a church.
Did the hateful response from some quarters surprise you?
No, because as you said, well, this is part of the cottage industry of hate. It's part of a right-wing agenda. They're using Islam and Muslims as a punching bag so they can bring their other political issues to the forefront. But I think it took a lot of people by surprise and shocked a lot of people who don't follow this issue as closely as you and I do.
Yeah.
At the press conference, we said exactly what you just said. You need to read the report. Fear Incorporated. It's a $43 million industry. However, what they are not calculating is that it is now helping us, number one, to market our convention, so we saved on a marketing budget, and number two, it is forcing interfaith leaders in Southern California to move forward, be together and moving our agenda forward. So it has accelerated our work, and the theme of the convention is our future in the making. So how fitting is it to say now that the future is now?
I'm curious, do you get any backlash from Muslim colleagues saying, why are we doing this?
A little bit, but most Muslims I talk to are saying this is a great step forward because, you know, we criticize ourselves and we get criticized for only speaking to ourselves. So when they hear that we're speaking to the public, and it's from the platform of All Saints Church, the Muslims I talk to are honored by being invited to such a forum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people will say, oh, you're diluting the faith. You guys are sellouts again. You just want to go and get accepted by the larger public. Well, you know, it's true. We want to be accepted within the framework of the mainstream American public. Some Muslims feel like we are taking a bold step.
Yeah.
We are about converting people, not converting people to Islam, because we know there are more than enough Muslims in the world today, thank you. But we are trying to convert people so that we remove the hatred from their hearts, the prejudice in their hearts, to security in their hearts, to understanding in their hearts, to inner peace in their hearts. That is our mission, that kind of social conversion. And that's what we aim to do in our convention. We invite people who have questions about us. We invite people who are anxious about having this kind of forum. And then once they witness what they hear, what they see that day, then be the judge of, you know, whether what we're doing is right or wrong. We believe we are on the right, and we invite everybody to come and see for themselves.
Salam, is there a lesson here for other groups actively working towards peace and mutual understanding across faiths and cultures that get discouraged easily by opposition?
Yes, I think number one, the opposition and the pushback, you have to see it as a necessary challenge to move your agenda forward. I mean, did Martin Luther King move civil rights forward without any opposition? No, absolutely not. So what we're doing compared to what Martin Luther King had to deal with is really nothing. It's a lot easier than what it was back then. So opposition is part of the territory of the work for peace and justice. It is not just a bunch of people coming and singing Kumbaya and saying how wonderful each other is. No. And by the way, well, one of the sessions is going to be bringing faith leaders in a room and saying, how are you dealing with your own extremists? If we are really about progressive thinking within our faith tradition, what are you doing about your extremists? That is the framework of critical thinking within the faith tradition. And I believe that dealing with that kind of critical thinking, dealing with that kind of opposition in the larger social framework, it's part of the necessary work that we have to do to change ourselves, to reform ourselves, and then become better equipped to dealing and working for peace and justice.
Salam El-Mariati is president of the Muslim Public Affairs Council, which is holding its national convention next weekend at All Saints Church in Pasadena, California. There was a press conference Thursday responding to the outpouring of threats and hate that the organizers have faced, and you can watch the video at stateofbelief.com. Salam, you know, and I know Ed knows as well, I stand with both of you, and we'll continue to struggle against bigotry and fear-mongering together. As always, I thank you for being with us on State of Belief Radio.
Always a privilege to be with you. Well, we believe that everybody is created in the Spirit of God. We're all one spirit in that Spirit of God, and I do feel your presence with us all the time.